It is Sunday. Well, actually, for you, it's Monday at least, maybe even Tuesday. Who knows? But welcome to the Sounds Proper podcast. Today is another segment, another episode of the segment Single Sunday that is sometimes released on a Monday. but yeah, Single Sundays. Single Sunday is a segment where I go over the latest releases, the latest singles of the week. I give you my first reaction. I talk about them. I listen to them, not exactly live on the podcast. But I listen to it, giving my first reaction on these songs, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun. So this week we have a good batch of songs. But before we get into any of the songs that I'll be reviewing this week, just I'm gonna plug a few things. If you haven't already, go listen to some of the past episodes of this Single Sunday. Go listen to some of my past reviews. I have a good amount of reviews that I make on this podcast. I review and. With each review, it comes with a discussion. So, for example, my last review was NLE Choppa's Top Shotta album. And I also talked about the WAP craze, how that song WAP got so much attention. And I think before that, what did I review? I reviewed Amine's Limbo and had a discussion with that album. So it's very worthwhile, as well as each review has a video version on YouTube on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. You can check that out. It's more highly edited, highly scripted stuff. It doesn't have the discussions. The discussions is a podcast exclusive, as well as Single Sunday. Single Sunday is a podcast exclusive. But one, once again, it's more highly edited, highly scripted. It's worthwhile. It's worth checking out. As well as I have some video exclusive reviews. Boldy James, The Price of Tea in China, Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon. I forgot the latest one. What was the latest? I forget the latest. No, West Side Gun, Pray for Paris. That review was also a video exclusive. But yeah, very worthwhile stuff. Check out on the YouTube channel as well as on this very podcast you're listening to now, the Sounds Proper podcast. Anyway, but I don't want to waste too much of your time plugging stuff of mine. Let's get straight into the music, straight into the singles. So this week I have a pretty good batch of tracks. First we have Cut 'Em In by Anderson .Paak, Laugh Now Cry Later by Drake. We have Powered Up by Earth Gang, Internet Money and Gunna with Lemonade. We have Jaden Smith with Rainbow Bap. We have Nas and Hit-Boy with Ultra Black. We have Rico Nasty with iPhone. We have Tiptoe by Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, and Casey Talk by NBA Youngboy. So yes, those are the songs I'll be reviewing. My thoughts, my opinion. I don't think this is gonna be like an amazing week, but I am expecting a few good quality tracks. Maybe NBA Youngboy won't be complete ass. hopefully, Laugh Now Cry Later is pretty good. Hopefully, the Anderson .Paak song's good. I don't know. Hopefully, Jaden Smith actually makes a hip hop song rather than the last one I tried reviewing. It was like, I don't know, rock or pop or whatever. And maybe Rico Nasty coming with stuff. Oh, Nas too. Nas too. Nas and Hit-Boy. I'm expecting something good from Nas and Hit-Boy. What I'm not really expecting too much from Jaden Smith or Internet Money, or not really anything from NBA Youngboy. Also the Earth Gang. Hopefully Earth Gang song's pretty good. Not really expecting much from Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, but I can always be surprised in a good way and also in a bad way. But yeah, hopefully we have a good batch of tracks today. Today, yeah. Not it's not like the best, look, it doesn't look like it's gonna be the best week, but hopefully it's a good week nonetheless. Anyway, the first track will be, let's make it Laugh Now Cry Later. Let's do Laugh Now Cry Later. Drake, Lil Durk. If I'm correct, I think this is the first time they're collaborating. Drake, he's coming off Dark Lane demo tapes, not really the best. He's also coming off Only You Freestyle. Also those two songs with DJ Khaled, Popstar and Grease. I didn't like Grease, I kind of like Popstar. But yeah, hopefully this is a good track. What am I expecting? I'm just expecting a good quality Drake song, That's really all I want, Hopefully it's not like Toosie Slide or some shit. But yeah, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake, Lil Durk. I'll be back when I'm done listening to it.
I'm pretty conflicted on this song. I'm definitely conflicted on this song, but let me just talk about it. So that was "Laugh Now, Cry Later" by Drake and Lil Durk, to Drake song featuring Lil Durk. Yeah, I like it, but I don't like it. Let me just talk about it. Beat wise, it's very mixed for me. I do like the elements that are there, but I believe that it could have been so much more. I did like the synths, you know, it was very like nice, elegant. It was very lush. And I also like the, I think it was a trumpet or some kind of horn. It was definitely a brass instrument, you know, go boop, 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 blaring in the background. I like that quite a bit. And then also, you know, the trap drums that come in, you know, they sound good enough. But I just feel like, you know, during the chorus, it's just the brass and the synths. And I feel like it should just go somewhere very climactic. It should just have a grand, like, the beat should build up to something grand, and the trap drums coming in, while it does sound nice, you know, the first time they come in, it just feels like I'm just missing something. It feels like the beat is missing something. It feels like I'm getting robbed of something great and grand and just awesome. I don't know. This could have been much better beat if more elements were incorporated in it. I did like the elements that were in it. I thought they were nice, but I just felt like it could have been more. I just feel like it's missing something. It feels like I'm being robbed of an amazing experience. But yeah, that's the beat. Lyrically or just the performance-wise, Drake sounded fine here. I did like Lil Durk's verse here, even though it was quite short, Lil Durk's appearance. I thought it was going to be a little longer. But Lil Durk, he just had a short verse. You know, I did like the line where he says, you know, bring Drake to the hood, surround him with Drakes. It's pretty nice. Also, I think he had a shot at 6ix9ine. You know, Drake lyrically, it felt like, you know, standard Drake, you know, whatever you're gonna get from him these past few years. Also, I think he may have dissed Kanye again on the chorus. You know, we on your block now, it's like a ghost town, referencing Kanye's song Ghost Town. And, you know, where do these niggas be all say or be at where they say all this and all that? If that is a diss at Kanye, I don't know. That's pretty fucking petty. That's pretty petty. It might not be, but I don't know. I feel like there's a bit too much coincidence. If that was, it's pretty fucking petty, Drake. I don't know. Yeah, it's a fine song. It's meh. I'm not going to say it sounds proper. I'm not going to say it doesn't sound. Actually, I would say it's fine. I don't want to say it sounds proper, but it's just fine. It's fine, you know. If someone plays it, I'm not going to get mad at them. You know, I'll vibe to it. But I don't know. It feels like I want to go back to it, but it just feels like it's missing something. It just misses Drake's, like, performance. It's missing something. The beat, it's missing something. But yeah, that's Laugh Now, Cry Later. It's not a bad song. It's definitely worth checking out. It's definitely something I'm going to be revisiting because it's an interesting enough song, you know. But I don't know. I probably won't be visiting it that much. The next song I'd like to go into is Powered Up by Earth Gang. So Earth Gang, they released their last album. What is it called? Mirrorland, I believe. And, you know, despite having generally positive reception critically and from what I can tell in the hip hop community, I didn't care for it. I don't know. I really didn't care for it. I did like Earth Gang appearances on the Dreamville tape. Revenge of the Dreamers 3. I think it was 3. Revenge of the Dreamers that came out in 2018 or 19, I forget. I'm really all over the place right now. But I did like their appearances that they had on Revenge of the Dreamers. I just didn't really care all that much for Mirrorland. You know, I'm pretty sure other people enjoy it more than me. But the majority of people enjoy it more than me. But I'm still interested to see what they have going on. So yeah, Earth Gang, Powered Up. I'm going to be listening to it, and I'll be back when I am done. So yeah, I just got done listening to Powered Up by Earth Gang, and I don't know, I'm just not a fan of it, to be honest. Starting with the beat, it's very upbeat and lively. You know, I do like the percussion here quite a bit. It's very you know, as I said, upbeat. You could definitely hear like the rim shots and the kicks, and you could hear the cymbals quite well. I just didn't really care for the melody all that much. You know, it kind of sounded like almost like space agey, kind of like in a very campy 80s or 90s way. I didn't really care for the melodies all that much. Also, the chorus here, it's very bland. It's beyond mediocre. You know, he's just repeating, "I'm powered up, it's now or nothing," over and over again. And the first time it was recited, it was stale. The second time it was recited, it just bored me. I did like the second verse here. That was from Johnny Venus. I thought it was very eccentric. I thought it was very lively. You know, maybe not the most lyrically dense thing ever, but it was definitely entertaining to listen to. And I definitely think he rode the beat quite well. In contrast, the first verse, this one was delivered by Dr. Dot, wasn't really a fan of it. I think it just lacked, you know, it was expressive vocally, but I just think he didn't mesh all that well, the same way as his partner did, Johnny Venus, that being. And yeah, it's not a bad song. It's definitely not a bad song. You know, it definitely tried something, but I'm just not a fan. I'm just not a fan of it. You know, it's meh. It's definitely worth checking out. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot more people would like it than me. But I don't know. I just didn't care for this one, all that much. You know, hopefully, whatever Earth Gang puts out, I will enjoy it a bit more. Maybe this is a lead up to an album, and you know, I'll check out the album. But this isn't really necessarily piquing my interest more than it would have had this single not come out. If this is a part of an album, that is. But yeah, that has been Powered Up by Earth Gang, sounding meh. Next, I would like to go over let's bang out the Jaden Smith song. So Jaden Smith, Rainbow Bap. I'm not really a fan of Jaden Smith. I think that he's a bit of a fake woke type of person. And if you know me in any way, shape, or form, I don't really care for people who are fake woke. I believe that's the case for Sire and Iris, which is just Sire backwards, which, you know, people think, oh, it's so deep. It's so stupid. but yeah, you know, Rainbow Bap. Also, his last single, Cabin Fever. No, not a fan. It was really hard to listen to, actually. But, you know, Rainbow Bap. Hopefully this one is better. Hopefully this is not like a pop rock or whatever he tried on that last one. So yeah, I don't know. I really don't want to listen to this now. I don't know. I'm just expecting some shit. But yeah, Jaden Smith, Rainbow Bap. That was something else. that was something else, man. Yeah, that was Rainbow Bap by Jaden Smith. And I wanted to call this song awful, but it's not, because the production is pretty good. but yeah, so yeah, as I said, the production is pretty good. It is quite like reminiscent of Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. And I do know that Juice WRLD sampled the song. I forget who it's from, but yeah, I do recognize that Juice WRLD took a sample for Lucid Dreams. But it sounded like Lucid Dreams, especially like during the verses. You know, I did like how the beat was dynamic. It was definitely more dynamic than Lucid Dreams, that's for sure. But the beat is dynamic. I do like how it phases in and out, you know, taking in and out elements, you know, has some nice strings besides the main guitars, you know, kind of like maybe violin. I do like some of the chimes too. So yeah, it's a pretty good beat. You know, one thing I will say is Jaden Smith, you know, for the most part, he does, you know, get some good production or pretty decent production. And this is an example of some good production. But Jaden Smith, honestly, he is one of the most derivative rappers I've ever listened to. And it's not like he takes another artist's style and elevates it. She just like bogs it down. It's just very derivative. You know, it's toward the end, you know, he kind of did like some humming drenched in autotune. I immediately said, wow, he just ripped Kanye 808s. You know, he kind of, you know, sounding like Kid Cudi a bit, you know, with the verses, you know, kind of Man on the Moon Cudi, you know, I'm a sad boy, and you know, Also, the there's four verses here, and two of them are pointless, especially the first one, where he just talks about a lot of things, you know, kind of is a bit schizophrenic topically, you know, just bounces topic to topic, trying to sound woke, trying to sound, oh, you know, I'm about it, I, you know, do your history, like, you know, like, shut the fuck up. God, that's harsh. And then he immediately pivots on the chorus to talking about a girl, and like the next two verses are about a girl, and then like on the fourth or the third verse, I forget which one, he kind of pivots, sort of, you know, he tries to make a pivot, and then, you know, he kind of also goes back to it, and he talks about he's a sad boy. I'm like, oh man, he's just an emo rapper now, who thinks he's a conscious rapper. He just rubs me the wrong way. You know, he obviously didn't do anything to me personally, but he's just the way he raps, you know, it's kind of monotone. It's not very eventful, his delivery or whatever. It's a very monotone delivery, and it's very derivative. There's another person I found, you know, he was kind of, you know, you had the Juice WRLD, we had the Kanye, we had the Kid Cudi, we had maybe a little bit, no, not Jay-Z. I forget who else. But yeah, he's just quite derivative. Travis Scott, he definitely wears his influences on his sleeve, and he's kind of bold about it too. And I'm just not a fan. I'm just really not a fan of Jaden Smith or Rainbow Bap. Hopefully his project that's coming soon is good. I'm not expecting it to be good though. That's just me being honest. Anyway, that's been Jaden Smith, Rainbow Bap. Not a fan. Not sounding proper. I'm not gonna like say it's awful because the production is good, but that's about it. Anyway, hopefully a bit more of a fun song. We have Lemonade, Internet Money. Let me just check this. Let me just double check this. Lemonade. Yep, Lemonade, Gunna, Don Toliver, and Nav. So this should be hopefully fun, hopefully lively. I mean, the name is Lemonade, so you know it's probably maybe a summer e banger. I just want something very fun and nice, you know. The last Internet Money single, it was with A Boogie and Lil Tecca. That was Somebody. That was in 2019. That was like a year ago. I remember my friend put me on that song. It was not bad. But yeah, hopefully this one's not bad either. Yeah, Lemonade. I don't know what I'm expecting, to be honest. I just want something fun. That's it. I have no idea what to think of this song. It's stupid. That's what I know. I know the song is stupid. Yeah, that has been... what is it called? Lemonade by Internet Money. It's just Gunna, Nav, Don Toliver. It's stupid, but I kind of... I'll just talk about it. So I like the beat quite a bit. I had some acoustic drums. You know, it's very nice and sincere. I like the strings. I like the guitar here. I also like the trap drums. I think it's mixed well. I think, you know, it's nice. You know, it complements the strings pretty nicely. You know, I like Don Toliver here, but I don't. Don Toliver, I like his singing. You know, I like his delivery. You know, that's why I liked his last project. But the lyrics here are so stupid, it's actually laughable. You know, ice lemonade, my neck was dripping. It's so stupid, it's actually pretty funny. There's another one. Yeah, I woke up and the top of my car, I don't know, he talks about like losing the top of the roof of his car. It's like, oh, I woke up and I lost it. You know, it's stupid. It's dumb, but I kind of like it. I like how stupid it is. Nav and Gunna on the other part. Nav, his delivery, it's weird. You know, it's a Nav verse, so there's not going to be any wordplay. Gunna has the worst verse here. It's just so boring. It's boring. I don't know what I actually expected from the song. You know, I expected something fun. But Nav and Gunna's on the song, who are two of the most boring rappers on planet Earth. So I don't know what I expected. But, you know, I think Don Toliver kind of saved it, but he kind of didn't. But the beat kind of saved it. I don't know. I'm not going to categorize it as good, bad, or meh. It exists. And I'm not even going to recommend it. I'm not going to recommend it, but I'm not going to recommend it. You get the point. It just exists. And if you like that it exists, then you can check it out. If you don't care that it exists, continue to not care. It's a very, very, I don't know. It's a very simple song, but it's weird for me. It's, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully the next song won't be as confusing as this one. This one will be Tiptoe by Chef G and Sleepy Hollow. Now, I have a friend who is I wouldn't say a massive fan, but basically is really big on Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, and I'm just not. I reviewed Chef G's last EP, that one being Just For Y'all. It was 5 tracks, and I gave it a 2.5 out of 10. You can check that out on the Sounds Proper podcast, as well as on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. Yeah, Just For Y'all, I gave it a 2.5 out of 10. I really didn't care for it. I didn't like it. Also, the song with Chef G and Sleepy Hollow on that EP, I didn't care for it at all either. Sleepy Hollow, I think he's like in the season a very, very similar lane as Chef G. And, you know, he's just, like, similar quality-wise. I didn't really actually care to even check out Sleepy Hollow's album. You know, I was going to. Sleepy Hollow Presents Sleepy for President. I was going to check it out. I didn't. Yeah. I don't really feel two ways about not checking it out. But hopefully this song, Tiptoe, not bad. I don't know if it's not bad. Hopefully it's not bad. If it is bad, then I'm going to have a problem. But yeah, Tiptoe, Chef G, Sleepy Hollow, I'll be back. Well, that was Tiptoe by Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, or just, they're basically the same person. so I don't know how much I dislike this song, but I do know I don't like it. I like the beat, you know, it has a sample, you know, Tiptoe by the window. I don't know where it's from. I think I've definitely heard it before, but I can't put a finger on where it's from. But yeah, Chef G and Sleepy Hollow are just not very memorable on these verses. And the only memorable things about them is how either bad the lines are or just how unmemorable they are, which is actually, no, just don't remember them. I think Chef G, he had a line that's just so stupid. Shoddy neck is too bomb. That's a C4. Like, how generic or how stupid of a bar can it really be, you know? Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, they sound exactly the same. Like, no cap. Like, I thought, you know, I was listening to the song, and then I heard the second verse come in. I'm like, why is it the same rapper? Like, why is Sleepy Hollow rapping a second verse? And then I was like, oh, fuck, it's Chef G. I'm like, yeah, not very memorable song, not something I'm going to be coming back to. The only thing that's memorable is the beat. Yeah, not very good performances. The only, noticeable thing about Chef G and Sleepy Hollow's, performance is their delivery, which remains consistent throughout a lot of their music. It's very deep and brooding, but yeah, not really caring for the song. Not really caring for whatever they come out with. They're probably going to come with a collab album because they're basically the same person. So, yeah. I'm so excited to see what they come out with. Yay! Yeah, not really caring. Not caring at all. So, yeah. Tiptoe, Chef G, Sleepy Hollow, not sounding proper. Hopefully the next song will sound proper. That being Cut 'Em In, Anderson .Paak. Featuring Rick Ross, which should actually be interesting. Anderson .Paak is an interesting artist for me. You know, he's a good artist. You know, Ventura and Oxnard are two good albums that I've listened to. I haven't listened to Yes Laud or Malibu or even Venice, but you know, I did enjoy Oxnard and Ventura. But hopefully Cut 'Em In is a pretty good song. You know, it's featuring Rick Ross. I do like Rick Ross occasionally. I believe, you know, he has a very deep, husky voice, you know, it's Rick Ross, you know. He can come with a good verse, like Yowie did on, I don't know, the most notable one for me is Devil in a New Dress in 2010, or he could come with a crappy one. But, you know, Rick Ross is a mixed bag. Hopefully this song isn't a mixed bag. Hopefully it's a good song. So, yes, Anderson .Paak, Rick Ross, cut him in, and I'll be back. That was Anderson .Paak, cut him in. I enjoyed that song. I enjoyed it quite a bit, featuring Rick Ross, obviously. I did like the beat here quite a bit. You know, I had a electric guitar, had some pretty nice percussion. You know, it's very lively and upbeat. I like the instrumentation quite a bit here. It's really nice. Anderson .Paak and Rick Ross play off it pretty well. I think Anderson .Paak plays off it better. I think Anderson .Paak has the better performances here, but Rick Ross, he still gives quality performances. Anderson .Paak, you know, he's more rapping. He's not really doing, not really singing here, but he definitely, he gives some good performances. I do like what he's doing lyrically. Not like the most like dense thing ever, but coming with quite a bit of energy. These verses are all killer, no filler. I would say that's actually the case for the first two verses, not really this case for the last verse. The last verse was it was still good, it was very expressive, but I think it wasn't as good as his first two verses, but all three of them were good. The verse from Rick Ross here, I like the verse from Rick Ross. He's have his deep husky voice. He plays off the themes that Anderson .Paak lobbed up on the previous two verses, and then Rick Ross comes in. Rick Ross, he plays off the beat well. I think I found one odd line to be odd from Rick Ross, and that's him saying, I'm thankful for making six figures a year, which one I would have thought Rick Ross, especially in his heyday, would be making more than six figures a year. I don't think he should really be bragging about making six figures a year. That's just one complaint. I don't know how. I would say it's a minor complaint, but I found it a little bit odd. Rick Ross bragging that he makes six figures a year. But other than that, I did like his performance. One of the interludes, or not in the interlude, but you could say it's a bridge. Anderson .Paak, it's pretty funny. Anderson .Paak says, my accountant said, there's good news and bad news. The good thing news is you made a lot. The bad news is you spent more. It's pretty funny. I did I enjoyed the song quite a bit. It's definitely sounding proper. It's definitely something that I will be revisiting. I don't know how much I'm going to be revisiting this song, but hopefully this is a sign of a project coming from Anderson .Paak, and sounding proper. I'm definitely going to be enjoying the song for as long as I feel necessary. So yes, hopefully we are continuing the streak of good songs, this one being Nas and Hit-Boy. Nas being the rapper, Hit-Boy, being a producer. Hit-Boy is known for his production or his, on Big Sean's Berserk, I believe, as well as Racks in the Middle. He produced Racks in the Middle, Nipsey Hussle, that is. I'm going to be honest, I don't really listen to his solo material. I know he put out a project earlier this year, but I didn't listen to it. But he's producing here on the song with Nas. I don't think I need to introduce Nas. Nas, rapper, legend. He's a legend. He's definitely top 10 greatest rappers of all time. I think that's a pretty safe thing to say. It's not really a hot take. It's Nas. He made Illmatic. Depending on who you talk to, Stillmatic was a good record. Depending on who you talk to, It Was Written. He's definitely been a pretty consistent for somebody who came onto the scene in the mid 90s. He's still been dropping albums all this year. He dropped Nazir and the latest one being The Lost Tapes 2. But hopefully maybe or perhaps this is a sign of a new project coming from him. He's been consistently these past 2 years. Maybe we get a project from him this year in 2020. So yeah, Nas, Ultra Black. I'm anticipating something good here. That's all. Nas. Oh, Ultra Black, Nas. Man, I like that one. I like the production. I like Nas' rapping. Ah, man, that was good. Was that better than the Anderson .Paak song? I think so. So yeah, I'm just gonna talk about it. You know, I'm gushing over this song. I'm just gushing. What the fuck is wrong with me? So yeah, Nas, Ultra Black. The production here is great. Hit-Boy did a good job. You know, it sounded like one of those maybe the beats off Logic's No Pressure. Maybe the intro track. I'm not exactly sure which one it reminds me of. I have to look into that if I decide to. But I do like the production here. I do like the keys. It's a nice, like, lush piano. It's very lavish. You know, the supporting percussion. There's a lot of rim shot. I did like it quite a bit. You know, supported whatever. It supported the melody, the piano melody, quite well. So yeah, I really like the production here. It's pretty good. It's pretty simple, but it's really good, and it goes well with Nas. You know, Nas, you know, coming in with two verses and a chorus. You know, we going Ultra Black. I got a toast of that. You know, it's simple, but it's very effective. It's catchy. You know, it's just saying, you know, we're going Ultra Black. You know, we're repping being black. You know, we're unapologetically black, and that's a message I could really get behind. It's a message I really fucks with. You know, being unapologetically black. You know. He talks about black culture, he talks about African culture, you know, he talks about rhythm and blues and pops, rock to soul to jazz, you know, these are all genres in which in black people pioneered, you know, rock, soul, jazz, rhythm and blues. I'm not really sure about the history of pop, but these are, you know, from what I can see, these are genres that black people pioneered and really were key factors into pushing forward, you know, and just basically, you know, talk about, you know, there's, you know, people come in different, you know, skin colors, and he shouted out, you know, some black made films like Superfly. I caught that one. He, you know, and also I did like the diss against Doja Cat. Now, Doja Cat is not exactly the most likable person on planet Earth. You know, she's a bit of a edgy person. She's definitely a product of her era, that's for sure. She's a product of her era, being a bit of a edgy, you know, person, you know, very, very influenced by internet culture, as far as I can tell. You know, some of the ways she dresses, you know, she doesn't always dress, you know, very eccentric, but she dresses, you know, in an odd way sometimes. You know, she hopped on Instagram Live and lied to us, saying that she would, you know, show her boobs real hard, and she just lied to us. Like, what the fuck? I'm not really really mad about it, but yeah, I feel like 1% of the people who, you know, 1% of the people were. But something that is more worthy to be mad about is the fact that she's not unapologetically black. You know, she makes, you know, jokes at the expense of black people. Now, I'm not a prude for jokes, but you know, Doja Cat is a bit of a sellout. Yeah, I don't want to linger on that one line all that much, but this is just a song I really fucks with. It's a really, I also like the line, to Africa you say go back, I stay pro black, my Amex black. Yeah, it's a really a song I can fucks with a lot. I'm definitely gonna be going back to this. I would say it's better than the Anderson .Paak song I just listened to. Yeah, fucking with this one, sounding proper. Ultra Black, Nas, Hit-Boy. Hopefully the next song carry on this great streak. We have iPhone by Rico Nasty. Rico Nasty is an interesting artist. I think the last time I heard her was on the feature for Lil Yachty. Yes, the Lil Yachty feature on TD. I did not review that album, but I think she had one, I think maybe the best appearance on that song. I don't know, Tyler Creator was on it too. Her anger management project short with Kenny Beats wasn't bad, but hopefully iPhone, you know, teasing at maybe an album coming from her. I'm definitely interested to see what she has coming out. She's a very eccentric, very interesting rapper. She's a pretty good rapper. So yeah, iPhone Rico Nasty. I'm gonna hop into this and I will be back. But Ultra Black was good. Ultra Black was fucking fire. I have never really been in. What the fuck was that? Oh my god. iPhone by Rico Nasty. That was nasty. That left a bad taste in my mouth. Oh fuck, that was bad. I never have I ever really think I've wanted to gouge my ears out, you know, like that, you know. The chorus is bad. I don't know what the fuck to say. It's so bad, you know. The chorus, she has like this weird, you know, vocal filter that pitches up, but you know, she just sounds very annoying. Oh my god, I don't know what I just listened to. I regret listening to that. I really do. You know, I would rather listen to Carmella Girls Caramel Dancing, you know, than this. There's so many things I'd rather do than listen to Rico Nasty's iPhone. This fucking sucked. The chorus just made the song. It could have been like the verses off, I don't know, Nas's, and any verse from Nas's Illmatic, you know, just take that and, you know, put the verse off here and it still would be a bad song. You know, the chorus just kills the song, but it's not like the verses are good. They're not, you know, just still sounding annoying. I don't know. Maybe she thought that she could take her like very aggressive, eccentric style and delivery and flow and turn it into. I don't know what she was trying. I really have no clue what this was. What this was trying to be. It sucks, and I never want to hear it again. I regret listening to it. It is one of the worst songs I've heard this year, and that is a fact. Wow, that was something else. Why did she think this was acceptable to put out? Like, I don't know why she thought this was an acceptable song to release to the public. You know, this should have just stayed on her hard drive, because this was awful. It was awful. Yeah, that was iPhone by Rico Nasty. That just killed my whole vibe. That just killed my whole mood. And now I have to listen to NBA Youngboy for the last song of the podcast. Like, do you think I'm happy? But no, I just put NBA Youngboy to last so I can rag on him and clown on him. But now I don't even feel good about ragging on him and clowning on him. And I'm just like upset that I have to listen to a fucking NBA Youngboy song. Like, oh man, that just killed the whole vibe. You know, we're doing good. We're doing really good. You know, we're doing good with the Anderson .Paak song. You know, that was pretty good. You know, we're doing good with the Nas song. You know, I didn't really, you know, Drake, you know, wasn't bad. You know, we're doing good. You know, we had those two songs, you know, and then this killed my vibe. That was something else. But hopefully NBA Youngboy surprises me with this song, Casey Talk. Yeah, not really expecting much, but, you know, he can surprise me, you know. NBA Youngboy, he puts out like 5 projects a year. but, you know, this year it's only been 2 so far. Probably coming out with a third. Casey Talk, NBA Youngboy. I don't know what to say. He sucks. Yeah, I had a hard time getting through that song, Casey Talk, NBA Youngboy. It wasn't awful. It was just awfully generic. It was awful. It was awfully generic. Generic beat, you know, had mediocre strings. The trap drums, I didn't really feel as if they were mixed well. NBA Youngboy is just a boring rapper. He's, you know, throw his music in the trash. You know, he tries some inflection changes that never work. You know, his singing isn't good here. His rapping isn't good here. You know, that Rico Nasty song really killed my vibe. It really did. It just didn't really put me into the mood of listening to this song. But this song is not good. Like, you know, it's the Rico Nasty song isn't going to affect my view of how I view this song. It's still not a good song. is still not a good artist. Yeah, I just don't really have much motivation to talk about this song anymore, because what more is there to talk about? It's an NBA Youngboy song. I don't know what else there is to say. Let's just go over some of the songs that we listened to today. We listened to Laugh Now, Cry Later by Drake. Meh, it's meh. Powered Up by Earth Gang. What did I say? I said that was either meh or not sounding proper. Lemonade by Internet Money. It is interesting out of 10. Rainbow Bat by Jaden Smith, not sounding proper. Rico Nasty, iPhone, one of the worst songs I've heard this year. Tiptoe, Chef G, Sleepy Hollow, Uneventful, not sounding proper. Casey Talk, not sounding proper. Ultra Black, sounding proper. And Cut Him In, sounding proper. This is a weak. This is a weaker week. Not a lot really going on positively. Just Cut Him In and Ultra Black. Not really my favorite week. No. I will be definitely revisiting Ultra Black and Cut Him In, especially Ultra Black, because that's just a phenomenal song. I can't believe Rico Nasty released that. Wow. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Sounds Proper Podcast, this episode of Single Sunday, this segment, as you just listened to. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, check out some of the past Single Sundays episodes. They're all, of quality. They're all, talking about different songs, very eventful. It's better weeks than this week, that's for sure. You could check out what weeks I thought were better than this one. Check out my past reviews. I reviewed NLE Choppa's album. I reviewed what was the one before? I always forget. No, Amine's album. I reviewed Logic. I reviewed even Tyler the Creator, Bastard, West Side Gun. I have two reviews of his projects. I have Boldy James. Actually, that's exclusive to YouTube. Check out my YouTube channel, Sounds Proper. That's where I have the video version, the more highly edited stuff. And yeah, that has been this episode of Single Sunday. And I'm going to go listen to Nas now. So I'm going to click stop recording now, okay?